Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime using the free episode rule. I'm your host, Nikki, and joining me are Ace.
Hello.
And Rose.
Hello.
Welcome one, welcome all. We are back once again discussing anime from the summer 2021 anime season. And would you believe it's another isekai? They'll want you to believe it's not an isekai, but it damn well is. And I'll explain why in a minute. But yeah, today we are talking about Cheat Pharmacist's Slow Life, Making a Drugstore in Another World. I mean, that title alone tells you it's an isekai.
You know what would make a good isekai? If the main character went back in time to a few years ago when all animes went isekai, that would be great.
Do you mean, like, remake our life?
No. Also, just to be the devil's advocate, you'd have to basically go back to before anime existed, because isekai has been around since, like, anime became a thing. Like, this is something I find modern day isekai in the current iteration and its current questionable quality. Yeah, you probably want to go back to like early 2000s, but isekai as a whole has been around since like the dawn of anime.
Sonic X is an isekai.
Fucking, I wish my life was an isekai.
It's funny because Sonic X is indeed an isekai. Anyway, let's get back to talking about Cheat Pharmacist. What is it? Well, it is as I said, it is an isekai. It's listed as a comedy fantasy title on my anime list. I've added the isekai. It's 12 episodes. It's based on a light novel of the same name. And it's been produced by EMT Squared. I don't know if there's meant to be a studio after that. I think it is just EMT Squared, who have worked on titles such as Kuma 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 Bear, Assassin's Pride, and Nyanko Days. Side note, if you haven't watched Kuma 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 Bear, please go watch Kuma 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 Bear. Okay, this is a bit of a strange one, because... So I read some of the manga for this before we started watching. And the manga, the first kind of like five or so chapters are the isekai. It's waking up in the other world, realizing he has a power to basically cheat and make the best potions. Meeting, you know, an injured wolf in the forest. He heals it. It turns into a girl, because of course it does. Shenanigans happens. He helps someone out. He gets a house. It's got a ghost in it. Turns into a pharmacy and adventure. The show just basically starts after all that's happened. Like, it just starts, like, and he's there, he's opening his pharmacy. You get a reference to him helping someone to get the place. It's never explained. It's never even addressed that one of his companions is a ghost. And yeah, it just kind of throws us straight in.
Ghost that wears cotton undies, if I may add.
I'm sorry, what?
She wears cotton underwear.
Yep, he's given a shopping list that from the ghost that says she needs new underpants.
Yeah, and then he brings it back and goes, I don't think you're meant to give me this one. And she floats off like, ooh, and then a boot falls off. And then he reads it to the wolf girl. And then she oohs again. And I'm like, you're a fucking ghost. Like, what the fuck's going on?
She eats too.
What do you mean she eats too? What's that got to do with things?
She wears clothes. She eats. She cooks and cleans. She's a ghost. But nothing's explained in these three episodes. Why is he a pharmacist? How's he a cheat pharmacist? How was he isekai'd? Nothing. It's just, hey, here's these people. They run a pharmacy, and here's some people that they're helping, and that's it. Three episodes done.
And it's great, and I won't hear otherwise.
Well, you're going to. So, buckle in, pal. This is fucking shit, isn't it?
Okay, before we get into it, yeah, they basically skip, and this is actually kind of a common complaint, I suppose, if you will, is that basically, like, at least in the first three episodes, they just don't deal with any of the setup. It almost feels like there's an episode missing. Because, as I said, in the manga, you get the sort of explanation. Like, basically, when he's trying to, like, make a remedy to heal the wolf, that's when he discovers that he's been isekai'd with the power. And essentially, like, he knows how to make potions, and any potion he makes is, like, super effective. And you get all that explanation. But, yeah, the show decides to basically just put you in and split it into, like, two or three little stories per episode, which focus on, like, one customer. And that's kind of the rhythm of the show, is it's like, here is a customer, here's a problem, let's make the solution and comedy and hijinks follow, including but not limited to the first episode where they just introduce a yandere, just like a lover's quarrel that just goes straight to 11, and I couldn't stop laughing because it was the funniest thing I'd seen at that point. Him and the wolf just like going for a walk, and all of a sudden there's a guy legging it from a woman who's like chasing him, and the main character's like, oh, I'm sure it's fine, and then she just pulls a knife out and he's like, oh crap, it's gone bad. I can completely understand why you don't like this, but I love this show so much. But Rhodes, go for it.
You know what's the worst thing about this show? The fact that the wolf girl, I can't remember her name because I don't care and it's so important, she is basically a child who worships a grown man and she'll do anything for him, and that's fucking weird as fuck.
That is valid. Yeah, that is a bit strange. I also, correct me if I'm wrong, but I actually can't recall if in the first three episodes it even acknowledges the fact that she is a wolf.
No, she turns into a wolf. She turns into a wolf when the yandere is petting her. Also, people just love rubbing her when she's in human form, and she keeps saying stop, and no one ever does.
She doesn't like it, but doesn't do anything about it. She doesn't claw anyone or snap or turn into a wolf and run away. Or...
Well, I mean, we could apply that to people in the real world, Ace. So it's just a bit fucking weird, isn't it? The whole thing just makes me feel very uncomfortable.
That is valid. Yeah, because everyone's like, oh, she has a fluffy tail. And she's like, please stop.
Yeah. Also, this is like a fucking fairy's dream world, isn't it, this show? Bloody hell. I'm surprised they're not all in on this bloody wolf girl. And also, right, this is one of the only notes I've got from this, because I don't understand why. Why does everyone in this show wiggle their arse so much? I don't understand, right? Everyone does it. Like, the main character, the ghost, the wolf, they all wiggle their arse at some point. I don't understand why it happens. Can someone please explain to me why there's so much booty wiggling in this show?
You mean during the video game style potion mixing sequences?
Fucking Monster Hunter style. God, I'm having a fucking meltdown, Ace, because you're reminding me of all the wiggling. It's like fucking earthworms emerge from the ground.
The first time they do that, like, he goes to make a potion, and you get that little, like, 30-second montage of just, like, random clips. It's like he's making the potion, and then just, like, the ghost and Noella, the wolf girl, they're just dancing, they're just having fun, they're just, like, booty shaking, and he's just, like, mixing a potion, chopping up an ingredient, having a cup of tea.
Clapping himself on the shoulder.
Yeah. That's delete this anime. Delete it.
I love that, like, this is probably the most lighthearted anime we've watched so far, and you're just like, I hate it, kill it with fire.
It's not the lightheartedness I don't like. Also, Girlfriend and Girlfriend is more lighthearted than this.
I have two notes that aren't mutually exclusive. I think it's a nice feel-good anime, because it has low stakes and it's got a nice sense of humor. But who's the audience? It's a good show, but is it a kid's show? Is it for tweens? Is it for young adults?
It's for furry days.
According to my anime list, it is PG-13, which Ace does make a very good point, because when I was watching it, I did think, oh, they've toned it down, at least, you know, my own experiences with the manga. It's like, oh, they've turned it down a little bit to make it for a young audience. But then they introduced the yandere, and I was like, would you do that for kids? Because not that the manga, I haven't read the novel, but not like the manga was heist, you know, gory or lewd, but like there were moments of like tension, maybe a little bit high stakes. Like the whole recovery potion is because the town gets attacked and people get injured. You know, you see some people injured and they talk about how like they might lose because they keep getting the butts kicked. And he's like, well, potions. Like there's a bit of stake, whereas this one's just kind of like, hey, can you make a potion? Can you make a thing to solve this problem? Yeah, there you go.
Can you make me some face cream to make me beautiful?
Can you get me some soft cotton panties? I actually have, I've got a couple of notes which are perfectly aligned with each other, which I think I've written them right as the episode started, where I've gone, is this girl a dog? And then the very next line is this dog a girl?
She's a werewolf.
No, I'm not having that. I'm pondering this all to you now. Is the dog a girl or is the girl a dog? What came first, the chicken or the egg?
The wolf. Well,
if she's a werewolf, then the girl.
Yeah, but wasn't she a wolf first and then he turned her into a girl?
No. Okay. manga hats on now. She is a wolf first, but she can turn into a human. He didn't turn her into a human. She turns into a human by her own choice.
Well, that's not a werewolf, then. A werewolf is someone who is a human who can only turn into a wolf when there is a full moon. This is a wolf who can, as far as I can tell, turn into a human on command.
She's a magical beast.
Okay, I know I said that the show's fairly low stakes, but at the end of the second episode, we're introduced to a demon king who's obtained one of these power potions. And at the end of the third episode, he's drinking more of the power potion. So I have to assume that the stakes are going to raise. But so far, the most violent thing we've seen is the girl with the dagger in the first episode. Because in the third episode, he creates this stuff to get rid of these bandits who are attacking the town, and the mercenaries can't fend them off. So he creates basically pepper spray and manages to blind himself. Don't get into your eyes. Oh, my eyes! What's happening?
Yeah, it's just how they're like, oh, it can't be that strong. And then just one by one, they're all just like, oh, God! And then he gets it, and it's just, I think it's like the two girls walk in, they're just like, why is everyone rolling on the floor? And the ghost is just like, it's probably just a human thing. It's... Also, I realized in the last episode we were talking about, I mentioned it was a very vibrant... This is a vibrant show. This is a very colorful show. Like, it... Which, again, kind of goes back to Ace's point about who was the audience. Because it has... It screams a show made for kids, but then it's clearly not.
Right at the end of every episode, just before the credits, the three main characters say goodbye to the audience. Goodbye, thanks for visiting the shop, which is something that would happen in a kids show.
Yeah, that is true, actually. I never considered that. Like the ending with like a little catchphrase is what would happen in a kids show, but... I don't know. I don't know who it's for. I got the impression when I was watching it, it was one of those shows that's for kids, but the adult humor is there for like, that will go over their heads. And then the adults will like have a chuckle. But at the same time, I also felt like some of the jokes wouldn't go over the kid's head. Like they would have gone over my head as a kid. You know, and that kind of, that's what causes the confusion about it, I suppose. Because the whole point of those jokes is that like, they're meant to be like on the nose enough that an adult's like, oh yeah, but like still have a kid make no idea what's going on. But in this one, I feel like the kid would be like, I get that.
Yeah, it definitely has a bit of an issue around who its target audience is. Again, it's strange because I won't spoil anything. There's a few story beats in the manga that I would be curious to see how they handle in the show because they do get a little bit more adult.
Mm.
Nothing too major, nothing too lewd, but like it's, you know, there's more insinuation of certain things, and I'll be curious to see if like that's actually handled or if they're just going to gloss over it.
Well, we've already got a quote-unquote love interest because the new character that was introduced who's now in love with the pharmacist. I mean, we had a girl character, now we have another girl character.
It's a fantasy isekai. It may as well be a harem, even though he has no interest. He makes it very clear that he has no interest in anyone. I don't actually remember how... I think he's in his 20s as well. I can't actually remember.
Oh, going back to what you said about the colours, it's very vibrant. I don't know if you guys think it, but the animation looks blurry. Kind of like it's zoomed in slightly, so it's not supposed to be at that resolution.
Honestly, when you've got like 5.5 vision like me, everything in life's blurry. Could be the anime quality, could just be me being blind, I don't know. No, I definitely agree with you. It seemed a little off when everything's going on. Funnily enough, this is the opposite of the last podcast we did. I think the character designs are quite nice. And the animation is what lets it down.
Yeah, no, nothing against the show. It just looks blurry.
It's one of them, I think, if I binge watch it, I think it'd probably make me feel a bit sick. I think, like, because of how blur effects make me feel a bit woozy. So I reckon maybe not three episodes because they're quite short, but I think if I watched like a whole season in one go, which is definitely doable, I think I'd have a real sad tummy at the end of it.
It's weird because for episode one, I wrote, I like the animation style as one of my notes, but then while I was watching episode two, I was like, actually, kind of looks blurry, and then episode three, yeah, still blurry. It's not like the version of the episode I'm watching, or I noted one of the lines for the second episode. I need to give Mina a break. And then Mina's the ghost. And I left the note next to that quote. She can rest when she's dead. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sure it is. She's been dead for over 100 years.
Crikey, so she must be looking, not looking forward to downtime, because she's had nothing to do, presumably, until they moved in.
I seem to recall in the manga, that it may have been in the first episodes, apologies if my memories is failing me, but it's basically the house, it's her old home, but it's every time someone's moved in, she's gone like, hello, I'm the ghost, and everyone's been like, oh my god, there's a ghost, and run away. And he's the first person who hasn't. He's just like, okay, cool, there's a ghost.
Yeah, not mentioned at all in the anime.
Well, it's a mix. Well, the mix is a mixed bag of reactions here. But it's definitely one of the more kind of lighthearted and easygoing shows of the season. Like, it's for me, it's been a bit of a palate cleanser. Like, it's every week, sit down to just kind of watch it and have a bit of a laugh. But as we always do, we like to give a thumbs up, a thumbs down, or a meh based on the first three episodes. Think I know what everyone's going to say, but Ace, what is your feeling?
Thumbs up. I'm quite enjoying it, and it doesn't matter if one of the kids comes by and sees me watching it, because there's nothing violent or ecchi about it.
Just have to explain what the hell cotton underpants are. It's cotton again. I've just realised.
Oh my god. Oh, that guy from How to Build a Realist Kingdom needs to get his fucking cotton out here. This guy's buying. He could save his whole kingdom in an episode.
That is a throwback to episode 7, How a Realist Hero Rebuilt the Kingdom.
How do you fucking know that off the top of your head?
How about you, Rhodes? What's your verdict?
This is going to come as a shock, but it's a thumbs down. I think it's shit. It's not my humour. It's not my kind of anime. I hate the characters. I'm full of hate.
Woof.
You know, if you woof, I get, yeah, right, okay, like, we haven't touched on that yet. The fucking dog girl woofs. Except she doesn't woof, she just sort of makes a noise. And it's so irritating. Like, I've never wanted my eardrums to explode before. but watching and listening to this made me wish that I was deaf.
Don't really know how to segue from that, but it's a thumbs up from me. I really like it. Okay, well, I think we've said enough, really. Thank you, as always, for joining me, Ace and Rhodes. And of course, thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Pals Anime Lounge. If you like the show, why not subscribe on Stitcher or Spotify? You can also enjoy video versions of each episode on YouTube. Just search for the Pals Anime Lounge to find them. And as always, we release new episodes every Thursday and Saturday at 8 p.m. UK time. So check back to wherever you're listening to this episode to catch the next one when it goes live.